Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Brace Boy, or Sam. And this is episode 33.
33.
Yeah.
So we're getting mature? In a way,
this
yeah.
is the same thing yeah. you said last week.
Oh,
but
yeah.
yeah, we're getting mature. Yeah, indeed.
So.
And we promised to do Lay's sour cream and onion, if I am correct.
That's true.
And we also always try to uphold our promises. Right,
yes.
Marijn? We are honest boys, honest men.
We don't want to lie to you.
We don't. But we did. Because Lay's sour cream and onion doesn't exist anymore in the Netherlands.
No.
Or you could,
well,
we
not
couldn't
in my
find...
supermarket, yeah. which has quite an extensive
yeah.
assortment of
yeah.
crisps.
And so we found a replacement.
Yes.
Albert Heijn.
It is still sour cream and onion.
Indeed.
It is only from Albert Heijn home
yeah.
brand.
And that's not bad. We have good experiences with home
and
brand Albert Heijn crisp.
35% less fat.
Yeah, you need that because you're getting fat, mate.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw you jump off a
yeah.
trampoline a couple of times
yeah.
this week, and the trampoline was barely holding your
yes,
your...
I almost
yeah.
ripped through the trampoline.
Yeah, almost. And but something else exciting is that we now have pop filters. So I hope
yes.
our listeners hear a difference.
So if we do pop, 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 you have no trouble hearing that.
No. That's. I hope. Please leave a comment down below or tweet at us how the sound quality is compared to last week.
Yes, we can do it ourselves, but
we like your opinion. We like
yes.
your opinion. Yes.
So
for
let us know.
Yeah.
But for now, first.
Yeah.
The Ribble chips, sour cream and onion.
Oh, so they even have. Yeah, they have ridges.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That should improve the crunch.
Yeah.
But we are going to find out.
Yeah. It's a special looking bag, but open it up. Open it up.
The smell is not that... how do you say... I find it difficult to get the flavor from the smell. It smells a bit potato-y.
Yeah, it's a bit... I don't get sour cream or onion.
No.
From the smell, indeed.
But maybe from the taste. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Because, well, that is why we bought it.
Oh, these are the white ridges. So it's not the normal ribble, but it's a little bit... But that's all right.
I get the sour cream. I don't taste the onion that well. I do taste
the
potato.
I find
that
very faint of flavor.
Yeah. But I think they're nice. Sophisticated. And crunch is good.
The crunch is good, but I find them a little bland. A little... Yeah, can I say boring?
No. Of course you can.
Well. This is not what I expected.
Okay, now I get a bit of the onion.
No, I'm a little disappointed, to be honest.
I think they are good crisps, but...
They are nice and crunchy, but they are really
boring.
Bland. They are boring and bland.
Yeah.
And they're not disgusting or anything.
No.
You could eat them. It's fine. But I wouldn't give them more than 2.5 stars out of 5, to be honest.
I am willing to go to 3.
Yeah.
And that is solely based on the crunch.
Yeah.
Because it does have a very good crunch. But, well, in general, I agree with you. The crisp is not that interesting.
So crunch is good.
Yeah.
Flavor is faint. Smell is faint.
Yeah.
Okay.
All in all, not that exciting.
You give them 3, I give them 2.5.
No. I'm between 2.5, 3, and 3 only because of the crunch.
Yeah.
If I just taste them for the flavor, then 2.5, maybe even 2, because flavor-wise, it doesn't have that much to offer.
No. Okay.
So that's basically our verdict on the Albert Heijn ripple chips,
but
sour cream and onion.
But happily, our listeners are not only tuning into this podcast to hear about these bland, dull crisps.
I hope not.
They're also interested in your trivia of the week. Marijn, please enlighten us. What have you found for us
today? This week, this is a question people have sacked cities for, have fought wars over.
Yeah. I think it's one of the major 3 questions in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that question is, let me present it to our listeners. What is the difference between sour cream and creme fraiche?
And
creme fraiche.
I'm sitting on the point of my chair. I can imagine. I'm tripling with my feet from excitement.
The difference is percentage of fat.
Okay.
Creme fraiche is fatter.
Yeah.
And is therefore less likely to separate during cooking and is used in warm dishes.
Yeah.
Sour cream has less fat.
Yeah.
And separates more easily.
Yeah.
And is used on cold dishes, mostly, if you would use. So sour cream is a good dip for crisps.
Yeah.
And you could also use creme fraiche.
Yeah.
But
you will get fatty, fatty, boom, boom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is a problem. So take the sour cream if you can.
Yeah. And if you make something warm, if you want it.
Yeah. Then try creme fraiche.
For instance, in a pasta sauce or whatever, then.
Yes.
Well.
Something like that. And that was the trivia of this week.
Finally, we have solved problems that the world over needed solving.
Yes.
I wouldn't
you
be...
You could have found it yourself on Wikipedia, but...
You didn't.
I did the effort for you.
Yeah. And to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if we would get a letter from Sweden anytime soon with offering you a Nobel Peace Prize. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I mean I'm
expecting it.
Yeah, I'm actually. So what are you gonna do with your $1 million? I believe it's $1 million or €1 million.
Yeah, know. Well, maybe, and maybe we can make this a nice segue into our next subject.
Yeah,
I would buy a fancy ass barbecue.
Because you are totally into barbecuing right
now. Yes, with everything on it.
Yeah, for the people that can't see Marijn now, and that's quite obvious because this is only an audio podcast, we don't have video. Marijn is wearing only a barbecue vest and is holding a barbecue spatula as we speak during taping of this episode.
Yes.
Yeah. Marijn, tell me about your obsession.
It's quite warm outside, so I leave my barbecue apron at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the weather gets better here in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And when the weather gets better, people want to go outside, and I want to go outside and cook with friends and family.
No. You don't want to cook with friends and family. You want to cook with fire!
That is true. Possibly obtained by setting friends and or family on fire.
Yeah. That's just one of the many possibilities.
Yes.
You can also burn your neighbor's house down to start a little barbecue fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm totally into barbecuing. My dad got a barbecue for his 65th birthday.
And this was a big barbecue, right? It's like...
Yeah. Well, a big and professional barbecue.
Wasn't it a green egg or something
like that? No, it was like a green egg. It's a black bastard.
Okay.
That's cheaper version of
the green,
green egg.
Yeah, but probably does it also have the dimples on the outside?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I believe it's the same company.
Okay, Evergreen or something like that. It's called.
I don't know.
Okay,
but anyways,
if Evergreen wants to sponsor our podcast, please just do so. Just give us a
send
call.
Send a black bastard to me.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I will we try will, it out, yeah. And we start a new podcast.
Well, the crippled barbecue review sounds
less.
No, CBR sounds great.
CBR, okay, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. At least
yeah.
I want a barbecue
yeah.
sponsored, if possible. But if not, I do have a barbecue at home, so I can barbecue.
Yeah.
And I've seen all sorts of videos on YouTube about barbecuing and barbecuing special meat and stuff. Like make my own pulled pork. I really want to make my own pulled pork,
yeah.
for example.
Yeah.
But that needs to be on the barbecue for quite a long time.
14
and
hours or something?
I saw a film, a YouTube clip, which said 14 hours. I've also seen a clip where it could be done in 5 hours, but still needs to be on a barbecue for a long time.
Yeah.
So when I want to do things like that, make special homemade burgers, for example.
Yeah. Maybe make your own barbecue sauce as well.
Exactly.
That's
and
good stuff.
Do barbecue chicken on a beer can chicken.
Yeah.
That was what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Beer can chicken. Things like that.
But you can do a beer butt chicken or beer can chicken. You can do that also in just your normal oven.
But my oven isn't big enough.
No, yeah. But you could do it in my oven if you want. My oven is big enough.
Anyways, I want to do things like that.
Yeah.
Because I think, that's great. And earlier this year, I thought I should eat less meat because that's better for the environment. And
But
if I see these clips... But darn it. Maybe you should make an edit.
Well, to be clear, we have an... a rating of R plus.
Can say this.
Yeah, we can say whatever you want.
Damn those clips on YouTube about making your own pulled pork, about making shoulders of beef.
What if you send me a link? I put it in the description of this video, so you can show the people what type of videos you're now watching. That's maybe a good idea.
Mm.
What's the channel called again?
I watch Barbecue Pit Boys a lot.
Okay, and they good stuff. They do good stuff.
I think they do good stuff. It's a lot of meat.
Yeah,
that I recognize
but
that,
to
and
be honest,
could be a little less meat for my taste. But,
yeah, but to be honest, it isn't really interesting. Sorry for all the vegans and vegetarians out there. I respect your life choices. I respect your cooking style, and you can make amazing vegetarian dishes, but there isn't a lot of vegetarian dishes that get better by barbecuing them. I mean,
I'm afraid
you can
that's
make
true.
Quite a lot of things on a barbecue that are vegetarian, but they don't exactly get like that much better. As for instance, if I'm personally, you can wake me up in the middle of the night for just a barbecued plain old sausage. It doesn't even have to be a fancy sausage, but a sausage from the barbecue is it has a crispy outer layer and a soft interior.
Yeah,
it's
a lot about texture.
It's
a lot about texture, the fact that you get charcoal markings.
Yeah, and that's good. And then the smoky flavor of the
exactly.
smoke. It's just
that's also
great
something
stuff.
I want to do. I want to smoke things.
Yeah, of course you want to smoke things. Who doesn't? Who doesn't want to smoke
meat,
things?
Mostly, or fish.
Fish.
You can also smoke fish very well.
Yeah,
salmon.
You can also smoke tofu. You can do that. That's free. Have you ever tasted smoked tofu?
Did I have it at your place?
Maybe.
For
but so I often buy, but that's store bought smoked tofu.
Yeah.
And that's good stuff. But
Maybe I'll try that out. Buy some tofu and throw it on the barbecue and smoke it.
Yeah, I would drain the tofu first.
Yeah. Okay.
Give it some time getting all the moisture out of
there. And then also on a low temperature.
A low temperature, of course. And then you have to choose for. Maybe you can put something extra in the fire or look for interesting smoking wood, like apple wood or something
Apple wood, maybe just oak, because oak gives a lot of
nice flavors.
Vanilla.
Yeah. But do you have any more things about barbecuing to share with us today?
Well, not really.
Okay.
Actually, no.
Maybe we should do a quick roundup.
And
then, so we talked about sour cream and onion ribble crisps from the Albert Heijn home brand. They had 35% less fat than normal crisps.
And 35% less taste.
Yeah, that's something. Maybe we should try them out. I'm not giving up on sour cream and onion yet. I'm gonna look if we can find a different brand and see if it has a better taste or a more.
And we also
expressive
had
taste.
The we wanted to try dips out.
Yeah.
Maybe make our own sour cream and onion dip and try
with plain crisps.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do that as well. Let's. This is coming up in the next episode, not the next episode, but it's coming up. And then you talked about the difference between sour cream and crème fraîche.
Exactly.
And it was a revelation the world has never known before.
Yes.
And then we extensively talked about barbecuing and that you have now a new hobby of lighter. Marijn is becoming a pyromancer in a sense.
So beware.
Yeah, be aware. And before we announce what the choices are for next episode, the next episode, might we stretch that it is important to vote in the poll?
Yes. We like that.
We're gonna look into a new way to share the poll with our dear listeners.
Yes.
You might see a link down below in the description of this podcast. Or else look on our Facebook for more information. But please let your opinion be known and the choices are for next week.
Well, we still have the Piper's Whittington tomato.
Yeah, and I'm very interested in this one, to be honest.
And me too.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
But still, the other flavor.
Yeah.
I think is also very interesting. Also, a limited edition.
Yeah. May I say it?
Sure.
It's pizza flavor.
Lay's pizza flavor. Exactly. From Lay's.
Did they say what type of pizza it was, actually?
No.
No, it's not like
so it could
quattro stagioni, quattro fromaggi.
I think it's a sort of margherita
I'm interested.
Flavor, so a bit cheesy, maybe a bit tomato-y.
Yeah, but...
Maybe they go American style, and they also have some pepperoni on there.
We will see.
I don't know.
And
that's
you will
why
hear.
That's why we want your vote.
Yeah.
Are we going to try the Piper's Whittington tomato or the Lay's pizza flavor?
Both things with tomato in it. I mean,
exactly.
Almost all pizzas have tomato sauce at least.
Yes.
So I'm interested. I'm intrigued. May I say, please, dear listeners, vote for your favorite option.
However, if you don't have Facebook, just... Leave a comment in the description.
Yeah.
Underneath
this podcast, we will read it. We promise you, we will read it.
On Twitter, on whatever. Just let us know.
Let us know. And until next time.
Until next time, that is how the crisp crunches.